Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Blessings to my wonderful Zion Cathedral family and to the beloved community of believers who join with us in prayer on this beautiful Friday morning. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the Son of the living God, and he has our praise. The beautiful melody that we were just listening to, one of my favorite hymns, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word. And certainly we thank God for his word. Allow me to plant his word into the soil of our spirits today as we pray, because we know that the word of God in our prayer life are two most important things that we can have in our spiritual life. The word has been strong on this week, and allow me just to once again plant the word of the Lord from the scriptures sown on this week from the Psalms 8. Psalms 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beast of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Then Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6 in the New King James Version, beginning at verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto him, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred over the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Praise God. And then Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. I'd like to read beginning at verse 9 from the English Standard Version. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. I like that. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Hallelujah. Verse 13 says, contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Praise God. One more scripture. 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to read this from the English Standard Version as well. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, hallelujah, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. My. The word of the Lord planted in the soil of our spirits today as we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. My beloved Father, thank you for one more day you have given to us to rejoice and to be glad in it. Thank you for the dawning of a new day. Thank you for your eternal love. Thank you for your compassions that are renewed every morning. Your compassions never fail. Your compassions are renewed on a daily basis. Hallelujah. When we arise, when you touch us with a finger of your divine love, it is indicative that you have renewed your compassion on us one more day. Thank you for one more day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for one more day. Thank you for the gift of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are redeemed not with corruptible things like silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is to be praised. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. You're worthy. Hallelujah. We rejoice in you. We delight in your presence. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you. Hallelujah. You made me who I am. My God, I can hear the saints saying it now. Lord, you made me who I am. Lord, you made me, hallelujah, who I am. Thank you. You have given to each and every one of your children a unique assignment. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. You have given to all of us a unique assignment. No other person on the planet was born to do what I am supposed to do. And that's how you have given every single one of your children, just like you gave all of us, a unique fingerprint. You have given everyone a unique assignment. No other person can duplicate my fingerprints. No one can duplicate each other's fingerprints. You have given everyone a unique fingerprint, and you have given everyone a unique assignment. Hallelujah. Nobody else has the grace to be who you have called them to be. Father, hey, glory. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray that each and one of my brothers and sisters today will embrace their uniqueness. No, none of us are perfect, but we are all unique. None of us have everything all together, but we are all unique. Hallelujah. We all have some frailties, but we are all unique. Hallelujah. We all have our idiosyncratic behavior, but we are all unique, singularly, exclusively. And I pray that you'll allow my brothers and sisters today to embrace their uniqueness and give them a resolve and a determination to become the best you have called them to be. I pray they will maximize their potential as they walk in divine purpose. Got work to do. We've got work to do here. We've got to make God's work our priority while we are in the land of the living on this side. Hallelujah. You have been graced to do what God has assigned you to do, my brother. My sister, you have the grace. You have been graced to do what God has assigned you to do. And I decree and I declare right now this morning that by faith, that the grace that God has placed upon your life won't be in vain. I bind the enemy of complacency. I bind the enemy of compromise. I bind the enemy of procrastination. I bind the enemy of laziness. I decree and I declare by faith that the grace that God has placed upon your life will not be in vain. Yes, you'll have opposition. So what? Yes, you'll make some mistakes along the way. So what? Yes, people will build restrictions and limitations around you and say all manner of evil against you. So what? Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy. Hallelujah. But God never promised you the way would be easy. Hallelujah. We're not in a perpetual picnic on a cruise ship. He promised that he would never leave us. The Lord is with you. The Lord is in you. The Lord is for you. I want you to embrace it today. Glory to God the Father. Hallelujah. Is speaking to his children. The Lord is with you. The Lord is in you. His Spirit abides in you. The Lord is for you. Hallelujah. And since God is with you, take on that challenge today. Take the challenge today. You're going to come out on top. You have the grace of God to run your race. Don't try to run my race. Run your race. Don't try to run your parents' race. Run your own race. Don't try to run your sister's or your brother's race. No, you have the grace to run your race, the race that is set before you. You have the grace to run your own race. Hallelujah. And whatever is in the path between you and your destiny, you can handle it. You were built for this. If you couldn't handle it, it wouldn't be facing you. God, today, I feel prophetic prayer. Woo. If you could not handle it, you would not be facing it. The fact, hallelujah, that you are facing it is a reminder that God has graced you for it. All you got to do, Shama Hushakaba, is trust him. Today. Shama is here. Hallelujah. If you couldn't handle it, you wouldn't be facing it. I know it's painful. It is. It's painful. It's painful. It is excruciating, causing excruciating pain. I feel you in the spirit domain. But I'm telling you the word from the Father. Hallelujah. It's if you could not handle it, you wouldn't be facing it. And the fact that you are facing it is a reminder that God has graced you for this, and all you have to do is trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Jesus said, have faith in God. Trust him. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I have the courage to keep going. Up, oh, you need to release that in your atmosphere right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I have the courage to keep going. Say it again. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I have the courage to keep going. Come on, one more time. Say it. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I have the courage to keep going. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth to those things before me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have the courage to keep going. Hallelujah. I feel worship here. Hallelujah. I feel like going on. Though trials come on every hand. Hallelujah. I feel like going on. Hallelujah. Run your race. Run your race. Knowing that God is with you, God is in you, God is for you. Run your race. Hallelujah. Be determined to run your race. Everything you face on the road to your destiny, you can handle it. And if you couldn't handle it, it wouldn't be in the road. You wouldn't be facing it. But the fact that you are looking at it right now is a reminder that you have the grace for this. You built for this. You were built to handle this weight. That load that you have, you were built for it, my sister and my brother. Ah, Shama, glory. I feel like going on. I feel, hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Because His divine power, God's divine power, has granted you everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called you to His own glory and excellence. It's on you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ empowers you to excel. In the name of Jesus, I decree it and I declare. The blood of Jesus Christ empowers you to excel. Hallelujah. You have a higher anointing for higher dimension of excellence in the name of Jesus Christ. And I rebuke every anti-excellent spirit in your life. Die right now in the name of Jesus. Every satanic, demonic power that's been planned to impede my brothers and sisters today, let the fire fall from heaven and consume them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ministers of intercession, be clothed today with the garment of grace. Hallelujah. Let every prayer warrior today be clothed with the garment of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be clothed with the garment of grace in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every step you take today, hallelujah, leads you to effectiveness. Every step you take today leads you to fruitfulness. Every step you take today leads you to a successful end. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father, thank you because I'm alive today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for teaching us the mysteries in the spiritual domain. Thank you, hallelujah, for teaching us and unveiling and revealing to us the mysteries in the spirit domain. Pour out your spirit even more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pour out your spirit upon us even now. Fresh anointing, glory to God. The omnipotent Father. My Father is omnipotent, and that you cannot deny. He's a God of might and miracles. It's written in the sky, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You've set your glory in heaven. Hallelujah. We give you praise today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We live our life in a way that will be fruitful, effective, and productive today. Nothing wasted. Nothing wasted. Not time, not resources. Nothing will be wasted today. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Nothing wasted today. Thank you for your help. Hallelujah. Thank you for your help. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace. I mean grace over all of our transactions this day. Thank you for your grace over all of our movement today. And all of our business activities of this day. I thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In all of our activities today. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. We will use everything around us to glorify your name, to make your name enlarged. Hallelujah. We will use everything around us to bring glory to your name as we walk in the spirit of excellence. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Purify our minds today. Purify our hearts today so that our actions and our thoughts and our words will reflect your excellence. Fill us now with your wisdom, understanding, and knowledge to excel this day. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give us the grace to remain focused today. Yes, Lord. Don't let us become distracted, but give us the grace to remain diligent today. Let us receive the grace now to maintain our focus on today and our pursuit of excellence. Because you dwell in us. Because you dwell in us. Your indwelling excellent spirit in us enables us to be successful and productive and significantly effective today. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You're going higher today, my brother and sisters. Hallelujah. No mediocrity today. No average. No, 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 no. We embrace the spirit of excellence. Excellence will be on display even in adversity because you are built for this. Hallelujah. You will receive the favor of men and women today. Hallelujah. The favor of God is already on you. Now that charisma of God will position you to receive favor in the eyes of men and women today who will open doors of opportunity for you. I decree it and I declare it right now. Stay focused. I pray for a steadfast integrity, unwavering integrity that will demonstrate an excellent spirit, no matter how the external circumstances may be torrential, irrespective of the circumstances. I pray you will remain focused this day. Holy Spirit, thank you for being our guide. Thank you for leading us and guiding us into all truth. The Comforter is here. Hallelujah. Shama is here. My Father today, thank you. Thank you for illuminating our eyes, illuminating the eyes of our heart. Oh God, I see it. Thank you for anointing our eyes to see the invisible and the hidden riches of your word, the treasures of darkness. I will give you the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of God's grace will open doors of opportunity. Opportunity for you this day in the name of Jesus. Run your race. Run your race. This is your race. Run your race today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Run your race and do everything you can. Supplement your faith with virtue and virtue with knowledge and knowledge with self-control and self-control with steadfastness and steadfastness with godliness and godliness with brotherly affection and brotherly affection with love. Because if you have these qualities and they increase more and more, they will keep you from being unfruitful. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We praise your holy name. God bless you, my sister. Please unmute the lines and let the intercessors come in with praise and glory today. I feel Jesus. Amen. Praise, O God. Receive our praise, O King. Sanctify our hearts today and receive our praise. I feel Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning, my beloved family. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing and power of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't have all of my physical strength today to exert, but nevertheless, prayer is talking to God. And God talking to us. I've heard from the Father. We have heard from the Father today. Hallelujah. He's with you, he's in you, and he's for you. And you have the grace to run your race. Run your race. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Embrace your uniqueness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Work while it is day. Do it while you can. Hallelujah. You have grace to do what you have been assigned to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he promised never to leave you. Everything you face, you can handle it. If you couldn't handle it, you would not be facing it. And as they would say years ago, you're stronger than you think you are. You're stronger than you know it. Hallelujah. I decree and I declare the courage to keep going on. The blood of Jesus Christ empowers you to excel. In Jesus' name. Oh, let's talk to the Father all throughout this day. Keep a praying spirit. Keep a praying spirit. You may not be able to tune up and holler, but just keep a praying spirit all in your spirit, right? Pray in your spirit all this day. And know I'll be praying for you all day as well. God bless you. I love you in Jesus' name. Listen, on next Tuesday night, I want all the prayer warriors to meet me in the sanctuary of Zion Cathedral at 7 o'clock next Tuesday night. This Tuesday coming, should I say, this February the 27th. It's a special day. It's a special day. That's my birthday. It's a special day, but we're not coming for my birthday. We're coming to pray, glory to God, and to worship and to receive divine impartation. Yes, Lord, meet me in the sanctuary of Zion Cathedral next Tuesday night. We won't be streaming over the social media pages, but we'll stream through our website only. So those of you out of town, go to www.zioncathedral.org. Only on our website will the services be held, because I want everybody to really come into the sanctuary, glory to God, for prayer, physically present, be present in the name of Jesus. All right, God bless you, Zion. On this Sunday is Super Sunday. The Lord has granted us and going to give us a miracle, I know. At our 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. worship services. Thank you so much in advance. I believe I sent out a notification. You should have received it in your inbox. Look, go to your email. You receive a text message as well as today. Just my appreciation and gratitude to my beloved family of Zion. Super Sunday celebration on this Sunday at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. And God be praised. Everybody have a powerful, powerful weekend. We will be back on this prayer line Monday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, if the Lord delays his coming. Now, if the rapture takes place, I plan to go up in the rapture. Y'all can keep on having prayer. You're going to need to pray if you miss the rapture. Glory to God. But if the Lord delays his coming and allows our lives to continue, we will meet back on this prayer line. If everyone can sow a $20 seed today to help continue this 6 a.m. intercessory prayer ministry, I believe it has been a blessing to you. I know it has been a blessing to me, and I firmly believe it's been a blessing to you as well. And so if you would sow a $20 seed, if you do not give using the digital electronic means, you can certainly mail your seed to Zion Cathedral. Make all checks payable to Zion Cathedral. No gift comes to Frank White. It's all goes to Zion Cathedral to help underwrite all of our ministry endeavors. You can use the Givelify app. There is a 6 a.m. intercessory prayer envelope on the Givelify app for Zion Cathedral. You can use Zelle. The information is zcdonate@ZionCathedral for Zelle. Or you can text 28950 in the message space, write Zion20. That represents you going to give $20 to Zion Cathedral. All right. Thank you so very much for your continued gracious support of the entire comprehensive ministry of Zion Cathedral, and we appreciate you. 95 years in the Incorporated Village of Freeport, Zion Cathedral ministry has been active in empowering believers to take dominion over every area of their lives. It's what we call the Z Force, the Zion Experience. And we appreciate you, our members, and all of our partners for enabling us through your contribution today and always to continue to do God's will. Blessings be upon you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forevermore. We bless your name. God bless you. Have a powerful weekend. I'll see my beloved family in Zion in the sanctuary on Sunday. God bless you. Bye-bye.